Today's daf is Sanhedrin, Ayin Aleph, and we'll start right there at the very top line on Ayin Aleph. Says the Gemara, Ein anas ben soramor ad sheyoichel boso v'yishte yayin. Right, that the boy doesn't become a ben soramor until he eats the boser and drinks the wine. Tan Rabbon, I'm going to do the brayse. Ocho kol maicho v'lo ocho boser. If you eat a lot of different types of food but didn't eat meat, beef, shasa kol mashke v'lo shasa yain. He drank a lot of beverages but didn't drink wine. Ein anas ben soramor ad sheyoichel boso v'yishte yain. He doesn't become ben soramor until he actually eats the boser, the meat, and drinks wine. Shneimar zolel v'soyve. He's a glutton and he's a drunkard. V'afal pish ein ra'iladover zeich ladover. And even though we don't have a proof for it, we have a hint for it. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, alti besove yain bezolele boser lamo. Don't be like the people who drink a lot of wine. These people eat like a bunch of gluttons. V'omer ki sove zole yivorish ukroyim talbish numa. So a person who's drunk will become like a lushan of rash, poor, and he's going to have his clothing torn while he's sleeping, while he's drowsy. Omer b'zeira kol ha'yashim b'beis medrash. Anyone who falls asleep in the beis medrash, toraso nazis lo kiroyim kiroyim. His Torah becomes torn up, shenemar ukrosim tilbash numa, that becomes, you know, your clothing is in rags now. So the Mefarshim explain, because we fall asleep, so you know, just like rags are stitched together, so you fell asleep, you didn't get the question right, you got the answer. You fell asleep for the answer, you get the answer, you didn't get the question right. So you're stitching things together, but you don't have the sugya klar because you were sleeping during part, if not the whole thing. Says the Mishnah, Ganav mishal aviv v'ochel birshus aviv. If he stole from his father and ate in his father's home, mishal acherim v'ochel birshus acherim. He stole from others and ate in their home possessions, right? Mishal acherim v'ochel birshus aviv. He stole from others and ate in his house. Ein nas ben sormar. All these situations does not make the boy into ben sormar. Ad sheyigno mishal aviv v'ochel birshus acherim. He has to steal the money from his father and eat in somebody else's property. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, he adds on, Ad sheyignov mishel aviv u'mishel imo. He has to steal both from his father and his mother. So Mark explains why the other situations didn't, you have three situations that did not turn him into Ben Sormer, and the only one is when he stole from his father and ate in someone else's house. So Gemara explains, Gana mishel aviv v'ochel b'shus aviv afal gav d'shchiach lei bois. So even though it's easy, it's accessible to him, but there's still a fear. There's like, so he's his father's going to catch him. So that for once, is that fear, that pachad, that's not going to be mamshich him. It's not going to draw him to continue to do this. So therefore, he doesn't come ben soramar. Mishel acherim va'ochav shus acherim. So if he stole from others and ate in their property, afagav the low boys, he's not afraid, right? That because his father's not going to catch him, lo shchiachli, but it's not so easy to do this. So therefore, it's not going to be a common thing that's going to come. V'cholshkin, how much more so mishal achem va'ochel b'shus aviv, if he stole from others and then ate in his father's, in front of his father, lo shchiachli uvois. In both negative factors, it's not such a thing that's so common it's going to happen, he'll be able to steal from others. And I mean, because the money's not accessible to him. And also, he's afraid. He's afraid to eat his father's body. You know, where did this come from? What are you doing over here? So, ad shigna mishal aviv v'och b'shus acherim d'shchiach lei v'lo bois. So that's the problem. When it's easily to get the money from home, and he's not afraid. So then, it's so easy, it's so enticing, we're afraid that the ben soramor is going to continue in this path, and that's why his punishment is what it is. Just as an interesting tshuva Moshe has about the someone who had stolen from his parents for years, and he couldn't remember exactly how much he stole and when he stole and what he did with it. So Moshe goes through, I think if I remember correctly, there's like 16 or 17 different points that he gives for how he was sincere. You know, it's kedai to talk about this tshuva during a Seri Simi tshuva. The Moshe's tshuva was about how to properly do a sincere teshuva, and he spells out from what he needs to do for you know, when he stole so much from his parents, he didn't remember what it was. Okay. Yeah, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, ad shigno mishal aviv u'mishal imo. He has to steal from both from his father and his mother. Se imo manoli. So where does that come from? The fact that his mother also. So masha kon se isha kon se bala. How could a mother even have anything? In other words, the mother, whatever possessions she owns, belong automatically to the father. So Amar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina Misuda Muchenes LaAvi VeImo. No, it must have been there was food that was prepared for his father and his mother. So at that point, the father like is machne the food to the wife as well. So therefore, that's where the case is. Okimta is where the boy stole from food that was then to them. Some of the Achronim, the Minchas Chinuch and the Orach Laner, ask why didn't the Gemara just give a different teretz that they're divorced. The parents are divorced, and obviously at that point, whatever the wife, mother, I should say, the mother owns doesn't belong to the father. So the Gemara could have given that, but it wanted to give a case where it was shchiach. So that's why they explained it didn't give the teretz where there was a divorce involved. The Amar Rabbi Chanan ben Molado Amar Rav Huna Eine Chayv Ad Sheyikne Baser Bezol VaOchel VaYochal Yain Bezol VaYishte. Right, it has to be a case we saw where he purchases the cheap meat and he purchases the cheap wine and then he drinks it. Right, so that's mashma that he has to steal money. He stole money and then buys with that, but not that he stole the food already. So this teretz didn't work. Elaim, you have to fix it up a little bit and say midemeis udus muchenes la'aviv ve'imo. It must be the boy was stealing money that was going to be used for a suda for his father and mother. Ibai Sema, different teretz, the Akhnile al Akhir, that somebody else came to the mother and it was machne to her. For Amr Allah, he said, Amanas Shein the Balich Rishus Behen, meaning I'm giving you this on the condition that your husband doesn't have any bailus, he doesn't have any rights over to it, doesn't have a Kenyan Paris in it. So therefore, that would be like hers exclusively, and therefore that would be a case where you could have the boy stealing both from property of his father and his mother. Okay, the next Mishnah. Hay aviv roitzev ima eina roitze. So the father wants that he should be punished, the mother doesn't want. Aviv eina roitze v'ima roitze. The father doesn't want, but the mother wants him punished. Se eina nasa ben soramor. Ad shiyu shneihim roitzin. They both have to be in agreement on this, that they both want the child to become a ben soramor. Rabbi Yehuda omer im lo haise ima ru'uya l'aviv eina nasa ben soramor. So if the mother was not roy, wasn't suitable, appropriate for the father, then the kid is not a ben soramor. And the Gemara is immediately going to ask, what exactly does that mean? What does it mean, eina roy? Says the Gemara, what does it mean? My eina roy? Ru'uya. What does it mean that she's not suited for the father? Se ilema, right? Ilema always introduces in the Gemara an answer that's going to be rejected. So if you want to say, but we're going to reject it, chayvi krisus and chayvi misus beizdin. If that's the reason, meaning that they weren't, there was an isser for the mother and the father to get married. Sof avua ninhu, uvi ime ninhu. You're right. For the man, there was a prohibition of him marrying that woman, but he's still the father, and on the woman, there was a prohibition of her marrying that man, but she's still his mother, so it doesn't, can't be. That can't be the pshat. Ella, rather, Rabbi Yehuda must be saying differently. Bishove lo'aviv ka'amar. It has to be that the mother has to be identical to the father. And Gemara is explaining what exactly is this? What exactly are the things that have to be the same? Tani nami hochi, a brisa supports this. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im lo haise im shovel aviv bekol v'mara v'koma. If the mother isn't the same in kol, in the voice, mara in appearance, and in koma in height, ein nas ben soramora. So that's extremely difficult to have these three the same. So my timer, what's pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? The Omer Kroy darshens the pasuk ein ena shemeh bekolenu. Right, he doesn't listen to our voice. Midekol beinan shovin. From the fact, you see, the kol has to be the same, their voice. Mar v'koyim enami beinan shovin. So it must be also that their appearance is the same and their height is the same. So there's a beautiful thought from Reb Shimshon Rafael Hirsch that he explains what does it mean when we're saying here ein ena shomei bekolenu, that parents have to have the same voice. Parents have to be on the same page. You know, it can't be that mommy says one thing and daddy says something else. That's a recipe for a disaster. Kids know that, you know, if a parent they have a difference of opinion on certain things, they know, well, I'm going to ask my mom for this, I'm going to ask my dad for that. So, you know, I know who to go to when I want what I want. That's a problem. Parents have to be on the same page. They might not necessarily agree with it, but they have to present one unified approach. So that's what Shimshon Rafael Hirsch is explaining here. In Inishmeh Bekolenu, that the parents have to be shove, they have to be united in their approach to how they deal with their children. Okay, so this is Kiman Ozlo Hadetanya. So who's this going like? Ben Soramora Lohoyev Lo Osilios, right? There never was and never will be. Salam and Nichtavs, then good question. Why is it written? If it's not practical, it's never going to happen. Dorish v'chabal schar, in order to learn the schar from it. So in the Chumash itself, in Parshas Kisetze, the Rishonim, the Mefarshim explain, what exactly did the Ben Sor Mora do that was so bad? So there's Ibn Ezra. Again, this is in Perek Chaf Aleph Pasuk Yud Ches. Sor Mora, k'neged Hashem, k'neged Avos. He did averus against Hashem and against the people as well. Imhem Yirish Shemaim. Sorer, he explains, Shlo Yishmor Mitzvos Aseh. He didn't keep Paz Mitzvos. Umorah, that's Mitzvos Los Aseh. He didn't keep the Los Aseh either. And then the Ibn Ezra continues and says, by Sove, Marbe Lishtois. He drinks a lot. Vahu Mishtakir. Someone gets drunk. Hineze Kmo Apikoros. But a Ben Sor Mora, you know what's so terrible about this? He's acting like an apikoros. Ki lo yevakesh chaya olam hazeh ki im his aneg b'chol mini maichu mishte. His whole life is all about just more taivis, about living it up in this world. So because of that, that's why his crime is so bad. The Ramban is masbir, it's a violation of kedoshim tihiyu, right? The person is, you know, obviously Hashem can't expel out every single situation that ever arises, but it gives us the general guidelines of how we're supposed to act. And although technically a person could be within the letter of the law, it's certainly not within the spirit of the law. So, the Kli Yoker, also we said over yesterday, from that was quoted by the Ben Yehoyada, the Kli Yoker says the person might think, the Yetzer Hara could convince the person, I could do whatever I want. And since we have the pasuk of Bonim Atem LaShem Elokeichem, since we're Hashem's kids, we can do whatever we want and get away with it. No, the Torah writes a parsha of Ben Sor Mor that there's times where the parents do hold the kid accountable, right? So that's what he learns is the drosh v'kabel schar. Kiman says the Gemara Rabbi Yehuda. This is going like Rabbi Yehuda, as you see that because he has such a very high standards, such precise requirements, that it's kemat impossible for this to ever happen. You have a father or mother the same in these three areas, so therefore that's what it means. Lohaya velo osilios. It never was and never will be. You buy the same, but I can tell you differently in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon he. It could be Rabbi Shimon, Tanya, Om Rabbi Shimon, V'chim ipnei sh'ol chozeh tartemer boser, v'shos achatzi log yayin, ha'italki, ov v'im motzino so l'saklo. What are you talking about? What parent is going to kill their kid because they ate some meat and they drank some wine? It's just not going to happen. It's metzias. You're not going to have parents who be so harsh on their thing. So then if it's never going to happen, the same kasha is. Ela, lohayev lo osi lo slama nichtav. So why was it written? Drosh v'kabel schar. Still to learn a musa from it. Omer Yonasan, ani re'isuf. No, I saw this. V'yashav yakivron. I sat on his grave after he was executed. So you have your machloikis just in svar as to what's the reason why it can never happen. Both Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon hold that it's not going to happen. The Kerem Yeshua, right? Shas Cohen's a sefer. He always talks when you have a machloikis, so to speak out what exactly is the nekuda ha-machloikis. So over here, they both agree that there's no such, the Ben Sor Mora couldn't really happen. But according to Behuda, it's because the pasuk puts a high standard on it, and he's darshaning the pasuk itself, right? The kolenu, and according to Rabbi Shimon, no, he agrees that it wouldn't happen, but it wouldn't happen for like a psychological reason. It's a svar that a parent wouldn't behave in such a way, wouldn't act that way towards their children. So more continues and now says, Keman Ozlo Hadetanya. So who's the Brisa going with? Once we're already discussing things that are written in the Torah, but according to some opinions, never happened. Ir Hanidachas Lo Haisa Vlo Osido Lios. Right? You're never going to have a kaparsha of an ir hanidachas where the majority of people will worship Avodah Zarah and everything's going to be taken into the street and burned. So lama nichtavos, then why is it written? Torch l'chabal schar. Kiman, who's this go like? Rabbi Eliezer, Detanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, kol ir sheyesh bo afilu mezuzah achas. If you would have a city that would have even one mezuzah, or really any other kisvei kodesh, ein anas is ir hanidachas. Right? Because you have to burn everything. And it's very difficult to come up with to imagine that you have an entire city wouldn't even have one mezuzah. So my time. So what's the reason that if you have even one mezuzah, it can't become ir hanidachas? Because al makor the pasuk says in Parshas Re'eh, the es kol shlola. No, I'm sorry. This is one second. This is in Perek Yud Gimel. This is Perek Yud Gimel, which is Parshas Re'eh. The pasuk says, "Ve'ezkol shlola tikbots el toch rachova v'srafta ba'ish." Right, you gather in all the spoils, all the booty, everything that belonged to people, and you burn it. V'kevim de'iik a mezuzah lo efsher. But if there was a mezuzah there, you're not allowed to burn it. Techzik, the pasuk says, "Lo sasuchin l'Hashem l'keichim." Right after the Torah describes the beginning of parashas, right, you have to mamish destroy, go actively seek and destroy all the avodah zarah that's in Eretz Yisrael. We can't do this now; it would create a world war. But in the Ikra Hadin, you look in Chumash, the beginning of parashas, or A, this is one of the two cases. As Rav Shechter pointed out, you have it to be active. Right, one is to be getting rid of chametz on Pesach, and the other is to destroy any avodah zarah in Eretz Yisrael. These are you have to actively get it out of there. And then after this, you're supposed to destroy all the avodah zarah, but lo sasun chein la Hashem lokeichem. Don't do this. Don't destroy Hashem's name. So this is the isra of mechikas shem to not to destroy this. Amar b'yonasan ani re'isiho v'yashavti al tilo. No, I saw the remains of a ir hanidachas, and I sat on the mountain that was there from that was left up. Kiman ozla hatanya. Okay, so we saw ben sormor, we saw ir hanidachas. We have a third one now. Bayis hamanugo lohaya v'lo osilios, a house that has saras negoyim. Never happened. Salam anichtav. So why is it written? Drosh chabal schar. It's written, we should learn Musa from it. Kiman, who's that go like? Kirabi Elozer, Rebbe Shimon, Ditznan. Rebbe Elozer, Rebbe Shimon, Oimer, La Olam, Ein Habayis Tome, Ad Sheira, Kishte Grisin, Al Shte Avonim, Beshte Kasolim, Bekirin Zovis. The Arko, Mishne Grisin, Verach Bo, Kigris. So you have such a very precise location for the size of it that has to be the size of the Gris. So Gris, they say that it's about between 19 and 21 millimeters in diameter. It has to be taka right at this exact two stones in the place where there's a corner and the two beams are there, and that's a whole thing. So therefore, putting it in such a very precise location, again, he holds that it couldn't happen. So my time in Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, Ksiv Kir, Ksiv Kiros. Right, so it says wall, and it also says walls. So Ezu Kir Shehu Kiros, what wall has is like walls. Havi Omer must be Zekiran's office. Must be it's in the corner. Tanya Omer Rabbi Loza Rabbi Tzadok Mokum Haya Betchum Oza. There's a place in Aza, like Gaza. The Hayu Kurin Oso Churvosa Segirsa. It was called a place where the churba, like the destruction of the ruins of where the tsaras was, right? Sagir, like, was where we know that they're locked up there. They're confined. It's probably a better translation. The place they're confined. So you saw they did have this. Amrim Shimon Ish Kfar Ako Pam Achas Halachti Legolil Ver Isi Makom Shemitzainin Oso, a place that was marked off is where a place was tamei. For Amrim, they said on this Avonim Menugos Pinu Lasham. That's where they put the stones that had the tsaras on it, that had the negayim. So you see that that according to this opinion, that really it did happen historically. Okay, says the Mishnah, Hay echad mehem gideim o chiger o ilim o suma o cherish. So if one of the parents didn't have any hands, or they were a chiger, they limped, or they were an ilim, they couldn't talk, or they were blind, or they were a cherish, they were deaf, ein nasa ben soramor, then the children, the son, cannot be a ben soramor. And that, like Moran Darshan's precisely exactly why not. Shnemar betof subo aviv imo, so his mother and father hold on to him. V'lo gidmeim, so they must be they had hands. V'hotzio, oh, so they take him out. V'lo chigrin, they're not limping. V'omrun, they speak. V'lo ilmin, they can't be mute. But ainu zeh is something that you can point to, that literally you see in front of you. V'lo sumin, they can't be blind. Ein enishme b'kolein, he doesn't listen to our voice. V'lo chershin, must be they're not deaf. So, masrim bo b'fnei shlosha, sent. He's brought to the zakenim, and they give him mussar in front of three people. Umalkanos, and the boy gets malchus because he stole. Chaz of a kill. If he does it again, nidum be'esim b'shloshah. Then he gets judged by a beis din of 23. Cause now we're talking din in the fashos. Ve'ein niskal el ad shehisham shloshah harishonim. But they can't do skila on the ben soramor until they have in that beis din of 23 has to be the three that originally warned him. Shneamar b'neinu zeh, because it's our son zeh shalaka b'fneim, the one who's already been given malchus in front of you. Says the Gemara, Shema mino be'inen kro dechsiv. It must be that you have to have the pasuk exactly the way it is, very literal, right? There's no room for drushes over here. It's very literal. No, says the Gemara, shiny hocha, different over here, and on the days. The kule kro yiseruhu. The whole pasuk is extra. You know, it's why do you have to tell me every single thing what the parents are doing to them? So it must be that if it's coming to tell me all these things, there's a reason why, and therefore, because it's so precise in its description of exactly what the parents did, it must be it's coming to teach us that the parents have to be able to do all these things, and if they aren't, if for whatever reason one of these physical conditions is present in the parents, then what's it called? Then they would not be a ben soramor. Umasrim b'fnei shlosha. So fine, you give him musar. They warn him in front of the three lamali. So what do you need that to do, right? To betray sagya. It should have just been two. I have ate him. So Amar Rabbi no hochi kamar. Rabbi touches it up a little bit. Says differently. Masrim bo b'fnei shlosha. I'm sorry, b'fnei shnayim. Said that wrong. Right. The warning is in front of two. Malkin also with Nei Shlosha, but they have to give Malkas in front of a Beis Din. So Beis Din is always three. That's the smallest number. So Malkin ben Sor Mor Heichek Siva. So how do you know this? So there's a whole three-step process over here. Kedur Vivahu to Omer Vivahu Lamdeinu VeYisru MiVeYisru. Right, they learned it up. VeYisru is talking about that's the Motzei Shemra. VeYisru MiBen. And if Yisru is connected to the Ben, right here, Ben Soramor, Ben Mibin, and then from Ben, learn from Bin of the Malkus. So from, again, Motzi Shemra to Ben Soramor to Malkus. V'hai im Bin Hakos, Hakos HaRosha, right? If the Rosha is the guilty one, is deserving of getting the Malkus by the Edom Zalman, so therefore we learned it all out together. Chazim V'kilkel Nidom V'esim V'shlosha. So the Mishnah said if the did it again now after Rabbi once, and he gets punished with the 23. The Haimi Boile Ze Vilo Sumin. 1 second. We learned out that the Ze means, we darshan that it means it has to be that the parents can say, this is our son, and that they're not blind, right? So, no, 1 second. If that was the Joshua Im Kane, then Lichto, the Pasuk could have written differently. Banenu Hu. He is our son, right? That's mashma, meaning the one that's already given Malkus in front of you. My benenu ze, so what do you mean, our son, right? This son, it means ours. So shma min atarte, so really you learn out two things from it. First of all, that the three original dayanim have to be there when he's punished a second time. And they learn out that the blind parents couldn't turn their son into a ben soramar. Says the Mishnah, Baruch ad shlo nigmar dino. So if the kid runs away before they did the gemar din, v'achakach, and then after that hikiv zokin hatachton potter. So then enough hair grows that would turn him into be chayev. No, he's potter in this case, right? Because once he has that thing of hikiv zokin hatachton, so we learned earlier, then you can no longer be a ben sormor. Ve'im yishenigmar dino baruch. But if he already had a gemar din, they paskin on him, he's chayiv. The achukach he gives zokin a tachton chayiv. In that case, he is chayiv, and that's exactly the Rambam brings it down in the Hilchas Mamrim. It's in Perek Zayin Halacha Tes. Says the Rambam, Boruch ad shlo nigmar dino va'achukach he kif shar milmata. He's potter because again, he did not have the gemar din. The imi shenigmar dino boruch afilu hiskin kol eish shenim so yisakyo. Anytime you find him, he will get skila. Shekomi shedigmar dino. Anyone who had the gemar dino in harehu kehorug ve'ein lo dam. So he's like, the phrase in English, a dead man walking. Once you have a gemar din on him, which is what happened in this case, so then you would still be chayv. Yeah, starts the gemara. Omra v'chanina ben noch shebeirich es Hashem va'achakach nizgayer potter. So if you had a nanju who first, again, Berech Es Hashem, we did the Lashon Sagi Nahar, as we explained, and then he converts, now he's Potter. Hoyil Nishtana Dino Nishtana Misoso. Since because he's changed his din, so then his Misa gets changed. Because the Ben Noach, as we learned, that you can have a single dayin can pass him. You could have an eid echad for him. He doesn't require hasra, right? So, but by a yid, so we know that for that you can't have one dayin, you can't have three dayin. You have to have a beis din of 23. He has to have hasra, right? And ben Noach is his misa is sayif. A Jew gets for this skila. So it's changed everything. The Rambam brings this down in Hilchos Malachim, in Perek Yud Halacha Dalid, says the Rambam, Ben Noach Sheberach Es Hashem, Osh Avravodah Zarah, Osh Shebol, Esh Es HaChavero, you know, coming up in the next few lines, Osh Harag HaChavero, he killed another non-Jew, Vinis Gayer, and then he converts, Potter, Harag Ben Yisrael, Osh Shebol, Esh Es Yisrael, Vinis Gayer, Chayev. But if he would kill a Yid, Chas V'Shalom, or he would be mizan with an Ashes ish, a Jewish woman, so then he converts, he's still chayiv. Horgin oiso al ben Yisroel, v'chonkin oiso yitzchenek, oiso al Ashes Yisroel, shebol shaharei nishtane dino. So he does get the punishments for those. So the Gemara asks, Neima Mesaile, is this a siyua, is this a support for the following? Baruch ad shlo nigmar dino v'achakach hikiv zokin atachton potter, my timer. What's the reason why he's potter? Lav mishum da'amrin, isn't because we say hoyo v'ishtane ishtane, because his halachic status has changed, then his chiv has changed as well? Lo, no, it's not. Shiny hoch. Over here it's different to the Ben Soramor. The e of it hashta, because if you would do it right now, even after he had this full signs of maturity, right, the hair grew, la barkatolahu, he wouldn't be killed for that, right? And therefore he's potter. But that's different than the goy who did Birkas Hashem, and then he converts, because even did Birkas Hashem after he became Jewish, then he would still be chayav misa. So Tashma Gemara says, im mishenigmar dino baruch v'achar kach hikif v'zokin atachton chayiv, so nigmar dino kamar. It's a case where he already had the Gemar Din, Nigmar Dino Gava Ketolahi, right? Who? He's already he's a dead man walking, as we just said. So Tashma, Ben Noach Shehika Es Chaveru, Uval Esh Es Chaveru, V'Nisgayer Potter. So as we saw in Rambam, that in these cases, if he would, what's it called, hit his friend, or he would have relations with another non-Jewish woman, and then he became a ger, he's potter. Also came be Yisrael, and this guy are chayev. Va'amai, name hoyo v'ishtane, ishtane. Why should he be chayev? Why should we say, no, his halachic status changed, then his level changed as well. So he shouldn't be chayev, right? He should be potter. So the Brisa says, no, you don't say it like that. Dino umisoso be'inon. So the Gemara says, you can't compare the cases, because in order to, you know, make him potter from Misa, there has to be a change in both the actual way that he's tried, again, with an Eid Echad versus two Eidim without Hasra versus with Hasra, and it also has to be the actual type of Misa is changed as well. V'hai dino ishtane, misoso lo ishtane. So his din changed, but the death penalty, that he's still chayav Misa, doesn't change. Sabishleim a rotzeach. Okay, one second. I understand a rotzeach. That makes sense, right? Meikor a saif, a hashta saif. Because he didn't change at all. He first was going to get saif while he was a goy, and now he's a yid, he's going to get saif. El eish is ish. Meikor a saif, a hashta chenek. But the misa does change if he's a thing. So you see that there is a change. So what's going to be? So no, Gemara says like this. It must be that when we're talking about the Eishes Ish, it's talking about Benar Hamaroso, the Edi V'Edi B'Skila. Both a Goy and a Jew get Skila in that case. So by Benar Hamaroso, there's no change in the type of Misa they're going to get. So he would still be Chayev Misa. V'ho Osachin B'Yisroel. The Brisa says he did this, the Benar Hamaroso, he did this, I said this backwards, the Brisa up at the top said that if he did the same thing with a Jewish woman, so it must be Dunya de Eishes Chaveru Ketani, it must be similar, because it contrasted if he had relations with an Eishes Ish of a non-Jewish woman or with a Jewish woman. So it must be the same thing. Aye, but there's no din of Nar Marasa, there's no din of Nar Marasa, that's only by Jews. It's not for B'nai Noach. So the Braisa has to be talking about a real, full Eishes Ish. Ela Kala Bechamura Meshach Shaicha. So no, you have to say that the kal, the lighter type of punishment, was already included in the more machmir one. What it says, Hani chel rabbonon da amri sayef chomer. Okay, that makes sense according to the Rabbanim who hold that Saif getting decapitated, that's more chomer than chenek, right? El of Reb Shimon, but we saw this many times already, Reb Shimon has a different order to Omer chenek chomer. He holds that chenek is more strict. So what are you going to say? According to this, then now the ger should be potter, shouldn't be chaybisa, because you're doing something, more. So Reb Shimon saw v'lo katana de Bei Menashe. So you have to learn, like Reb Shimon holds of Tana Bei Menashe. Again, as we've seen earlier, to omer kol misa omer levnei noch eine ele chenek. Every type of misa that a ben noch gets is chenek. So then it will come out like this. If a nanja, Ben Noach, right, had Znus, had an affair with a married woman, and then he converts, so his punishment doesn't necessarily become more machmir because now he's Jewish, right? It stays the same. He's going to get chenek. So he's still going to be chayav misa in that case. It's a bishlema eishes ish. I understand that the case of the eishes ish, meikar chenek v'hashta chenek. Okay? Doesn't change. Ella rotzeach, but if the guy's a murderer, samikar achenek v'hashta saif. So it does change in that case. Where it says, nope, same teretz. Kala bechamura meishach shaycha. You have the more lighter punishment. It's nichlal, let's say. It's included in the more machmir one. And then, even according to Shimon, since chenek is more than saif, so he would still get the misa. Salema masayle. So we have a support for this. We have a siyua. Sorcha v'achakach bogro. Tidoin bechenek. So if a young girl first had znus, right, and then she became a bogeris, so beskila she gets. I'm sorry, tidoin bechenek, right? Okay, so then she gets chenek like any other adult woman. So beskila my time lo. So why did she get skila? La meshum de oil de ishtane. Don't we say because that her halachic status has changed, then her chiyuv changes as well. V'cholshkin hochen, how much more so over here in this case, d'shtan legamrei, because in a case of a goy who converts, right, he went from one extreme to the other. Reminds me of a story I heard once from Rav Wolfson, said over that that Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld was used to go to mikveh, and they asked him why. So he says, if a mikveh can make a goy into a Jew, then how much more of a Jew can a mikveh make a Jew into a Jew? Right? In other words, if it can take you from one extreme to the other, then if you're already a Jew, so how much more kedusha a mikveh can give you? Yeah, so here, so that's what we're saying, right? For Koshkin over here, how much more of a change happened? The case with the Naram Rasa became a Bogeris. Okay, but here it's going from even more of a change. For Omalei, Rabbi Yochanan, Litana, Tene, Tidon, Beskila. So now you can't bring a riot from here because Rabbi Yochanan says to the one who was learning up this Brisa, you have to change it. You change it to learn that it is, she actually does get Skila, so therefore there is no change in her Misa. Okay. And Mirat Hashem, we'll pick it up with the Mishnah tomorrow.